Aircheckdownloads.com.
And heading our Friday Night Rock Show on Virgin, first of all from 1983. That's right, it was the Eliminator album from ZZ Top. I remember the videos brought a whole new meaning to the cars and girls scene, right? But there it was, ZZ Top with I Got the Six. That was followed by Holy Barbarians, actually. It's a first release from the ex-cult leader Ian Asprey and his new band called the Holy Barbarians. The band is Patrick Sugg on guitar, there's Scott and Matt Garrett on bass and drums. It's from the forthcoming album Cream. That was entitled Space Junkie. Rather like that. And here's a word of warning from Ronnie James. And it's rather hard to believe, music lovers, but believe it or not, it is 10 years old by this stage. That's taken from the album Holy Diver. What an interesting man to talk to also. Mr. Ronnie James Dio there from the Holy Diver 1986 album, and don't talk to strangers. And very soon, we're going to go tripping on a hole in a paper heart, right? Not half.
Glasgow. 1968.
Well, it's short and it's sweet. It came from the Stone Temple Pilots. It's an album called Tiny Music this very year, and that was Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart. Incidentally, music lovers, it follows up their American hit album Core, and I think it's one that you should have in the collection, right? Stone Temple Pilots, Tripping on a Hole in a Paper Heart. Let's travel. Right, we're travelling out to Kempley, Dimmock, or Dimmock, I think that is, in Gloucestershire. Anyway, we're saying hello to Philip Boker. How you doing, Phil? All right. Thanks very much for your letter. Writing in to see if you could please play for me Nantucket Sleigh Ride to Owen Coffin by Mountain. I'd be very pleased to hear this record. Keep on rocking and keep on going forever, all right? I shall try, Philip, all right? But in the meantime, you have to take us back to 1971, okay? And here it comes, Mountain and Nantucket Sleigh Ride. And there you are, Philip, all the way from Gloucestershire. Certainly hope that you like that. Thanks for writing in. We had the services then of Leslie West on guitar and vocals, Felix Pappalardi on bass, Jerry Lang on drums, Corky Lynn on drums, I should say, and Steve Knight on keyboards. I remember around about that period in the 60s, Mr. Pappalardi was producing people like Joan Baez and Love and Spoonful and Tim Harden, etc. But there you go, back to 1971, Mountain and all their glory there with Taunter, Sammy's tune, and the title Nantucket Sleigh Ride to Owen Coffin. Hope you liked it, all right? Hang around.
Inspector.
This is FM 105.8, Virgin.
And continuing our Friday rock show on Virgin, we came across Bruce Dickinson's album Skunk Works there, and young Brucey offered Back from the Edge. And can I commend to you, music lovers, the Blue Aeroplanes album Beat Songs from 1991. They're on Ensign Records, all right? And in the show tonight, Blue Aeroplanes came along with the one called Cover Me. Of course, they keep changing their personnel all the time, and it's very hard to catch up with it. But we caught up with them tonight, and that's for sure.
Best of Russ and Jono tomorrow morning from 8 on Virgin.
It's the Friday Rock Show on Virgin. Let's travel. And we're calling in the lovely Katie Winslow from Harrogate. How you doing, Kate? All right? Tar for taking the trouble to write in. Fluff, you're right. Keep up the good work, mate. Friday has now become a great night in, right? So what about a bit of Jethro Tull? My favourite album is War Child. So what about the third hurrah? Katie, what about the third hurrah? That's not a bad idea. Hang around.
Aircheckdownloads.com.